You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Monday, February 26th, 2007. Are bloggers safe with what they say and what they do? In some places, they're not. This story comes out of Alexandria, Egypt. An Egyptian blogger was convicted Thursday and sentenced to 4 years in prison for insulting Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, and Egypt's president, sending a chill through fellow internet writers who fear a government crackdown. Abdul Karim Nabil, a 22-year-old former student at an Egyptian university, an Islamic institution, was a vocal secularist and a sharp critic of conservative Muslims in his blog. He also lashed out often at Al-Azhar, the most prominent religious center in Sunni Islam, calling it the University of Terrorism and accusing it of encouraging extremism. His conviction brought a flood of condemnation from Amnesty International and other international Egyptian rights groups and stunned fellow bloggers. The internet is not safe for those who post their thoughts, for those who post their opinions. In some places like North America, England, Australia, they are safe because we have something called democracy and freedom of speech. Apparently in Egypt, they don't. Abdul Karim Nabil said what he thought, and now he's sentenced to jail for that. And that, in my opinion, is just wrong. I'm Dana Pretzer.